This is Josh Sumby, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Drayton, North Dakota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Here in the Alaris Center in Grand Forks, I'm Randy Coden. Our reports from the Sugar Beet Show, brought to you by Belgium Crop Protection USA, and we'll check in with markets here in just a bit. But first, let's talk with Belgium President and General Manager Tom Wood. Let's talk about Belgium USA, Belgium Crop Protection USA, Tom, and give us a little background.
Okay, thanks, Randy. So Belgium Crop Protection is actually a subsidiary of Certis Belgium, which is a global company, about $850 million in revenues with locations around the world in every ag country that you can think of. We have facilities for testing products globally, but heavily concentrated in Europe, where most of our business is. Belgium USA is part of an expansion initiative to bring our products to the United States. And we've been here since 2018. We registered one of our proprietary products. We're adding new products to our portfolio and continue to grow in the United States.
It's one of those names, too. Some of the chemicals, the products we've, as far as sugar beet growers go, we know the products. A lot of times people are a little unfamiliar with the name Belgium.
Yeah. So, and part of what we're doing here in Belgium, not only do we bring our own proprietary products, which are very strong in corn, rice, West Coast specialty crops, but sugar beet is very important to us. We've expanded our label for spinade, which most people remember with a phenmetafam active ingredient. And part of what we're doing also is preserving chemistries for growers to use into the future, which our acquisition or marketing position now with Minerva fungicide, which everyone remembers and knows will be preserved into the future.
Are you doing research on some of the newer chemicals, chemistries too?
We're very involved with Dr. Tom Peters in developing applications for our products. We'll look for those products that sugar beet growers and guys like Tom Peters and the Crystal Sugar folks need in their portfolios to manage the production. So I think the first two are very important for sugar beet growers. So if we talk to the Beet Sugar Development Foundation, top two problems, weed control number one, Cercospora number two, and we're preserving both of them, spinade for resistant glyphosate-resistant kochia and lamb's quarter, and Minerva, a tetraconazole fungicide for Cercospora. So I think we have the top two covered.
All right. Tom Wood with President and General Manager of Belgium Crop Protection USA. Whitney, let's go back, check markets here and see how things are coming.
All right. Thanks, Randy. Checking on your futures board, May wheat, Minneapolis now trading 6.25 lower at 6.55 and 6.65 and 3/4. September down 5.5 at 6.75 and 3/4. Chicago wheat trading a penny lower at 5.46 and a half. Kansas City down 10 cents at 5.87 and a quarter. May corn futures down a penny and a quarter higher at 4.43. July corn a penny higher at 4.54 and three quarters. December corn futures a penny higher at 4.73 and three quarters. May soybeans 2.75 cents higher now today at 11.98 and three quarters. August soybeans 3.5 higher at 12.07. November soybeans a half penny higher at 11.87 and three quarters. Soybean meal at $2.30 a ton lower at $3.36.90. Canola in Winnipeg down 40 cents a metric ton at $6.27.30 Canadian. Live cattle April futures a $1.27 higher at $189.52. And June live cattle, $1.75 higher at $185.70. Feeder cattle, March futures, 75 cents higher at $249.72. And April feeders, $1.12 higher at $255.25. May feeder cattle, $1.45 higher at $258.15. And April lean hogs, 70 cents lower, at $84.67 a hundredweight. And May lean hogs, 50 cents lower at $91.70. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network. It's time for Agriculture Today on the Red River Farm Network. We are at the Alaris Center. We'll send it over to Randy Conan.
All right. Thanks, Whitney. Visiting with Jeff Benton. He's a regional sales manager with Belgium Crop Protection USA. Our reports brought to you by Belgium Crop Protection USA here from the American Sugar Beet or from the International Sugar Beet Institute. Jeff, let's visit a little bit about SpinAid. Just got a 24C release from EPA, and let's talk about SpinAid. Tell us about the product.
Sure. Well, first of all, what we're trying to do as a company is meet the unmet needs of the end user, the grower. And in this case, their issue with dealing with resistant kochia and lamb's quarter. So that's what gave us that 24C for SpinAid. We're targeting these weeds, and more specifically, these weeds in the Red River Valley area with sugar beet growers. We know that if we can add SpinAid to the tank and we can hit these weeds early, we can do a good job of controlling them.
It goes back to early is the key there, too, when those weeds are small.
Definitely. I mean, we know that the most expensive herbicide out there is the one that doesn't work. And the key to making them work is using them correctly. And it all starts with application timing. This product is very safe. Last year we were advocating for hitting these weeds at the dime size stage, quarter size at the largest. But given the safety factor and some of the research being done, we think we may actually be applying it this year at the Catalina stage. But we're waiting to get that label update, and we'll see if it happens. But if it does, it'll be only a good thing for growers.
Talk about like a 24C registration. That gives it some time a little bit that you can work with it.
The 24C is good for another 4 years. If we have a label extension, it'll add on another year, so five total. But we are working towards our Section 3 label right now as we speak. So we have some more years behind it.
Yeah. The advent of, or with it, that the SpinAid product into the tank as part of the tank mix goes after, you said, the resistant kochia. Any other resistant weeds?
Well, kochia is first and foremost. That's the one we hear a lot about, but also lamb's quarter. Common lamb's quarter is becoming a growing problem as well. I have heard today in talking to people that they're starting to see more water hemp in this area. Unfortunately, we don't target water hemp with SpinAid, but kochia and lamb's quarter, those are right in our wheelhouse.
Yep. Now, you're seeing this across the country?
We're seeing it in a lot of different crops. I mean, we have other products that we promote, and we're seeing it in corn in the Midwest. We're seeing it in corn even out in eastern Montana where I cover it. And also we have issues with chickpeas and lentils where we're seeing issues with kochia. But that's for another herbicide. As it pertains to SpinAid and sugar beets, kochia, it's a growing issue.
All right. That's Jeff Benton. He's the regional sales manager here for SpinAid. And we're here at the International Sugar Beet Institute's Beet Show here at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Our report's brought to you by Belgium USA. Whitney, back to you.
Thanks, Randy. According to Reuters, heavy rains are impacting key agricultural areas, causing flash floods and making harvest difficult. For now, rains are good for soybean productivity, but will become a bigger issue in April as harvest ramps up. These rains could also benefit the 2024 wheat crop in the region. Cash basis bids at the regional grain elevators followed by the Red River Farm Network are mostly unchanged from a week ago. Corn basis ranges from 45 to 50 cents under the May contract for the Northern Plains elevators, while Worthington is up 2 cents to 15 cents under the May futures contract. Soybean basis is $1 to $1.20 under the May futures in the north, while Worthington is 86 cents under the May. Spring wheat basis ranges from 5 cents to 65 cents under the May Minneapolis futures contract. Archer Daniels Midland is reporting fourth quarter adjusted operating profits of $1.4 million, down 16% from the previous year. Full-year adjusted operating profit is reported at $6.24 million, down 6% from the previous year. ADM's Ag Services and Oilseed summary segment shows full-year operating profit of $4.1 million, down 8% than the record level in 2022. ADM has entered into an accelerated share purchase agreement with Merrill Lynch International. and will repurchase $1 billion in shares of ADM common stock with delayed share delivery at the end of each month. ADM Board Chair and CEO Juan Luciano says the intention is to actualize $2 billion of additional share repurchases during the remainder of the year. United Tribes Technical College and North Dakota State University have launched a new program, Food Systems Adapted for Resiliency and Maximized Security, or FARMS. The FARMS program is aimed at enhancing agricultural industries and fostering collaboration among higher education institutions in North Dakota, with a $15 million funding over 2 years. The program will focus on improving food systems for resilience and security. Tribal colleges will share traditional growing practices and perspectives on food sovereignty and security across all campuses. Go to the Red River Farm Network's website, rrfn.com, to sign up for the weekly FarmNet newsletter. You can also download this broadcast and follow us on Facebook and X. It's all at rrfn.com. Reporting agriculture's business, this is the Red River Farm Network. More from the International Sugar Beet Institute. Let's hear from Randy Conan at the Alaris Center.
All right, thanks, Whitney. We are again back here at the Alaris Center for the International Sugar Beet Institute. Our report's brought to you by Belgium Crop Protection USA. Visiting once again with President and General Manager of Belgium Crop Protection USA, Tom Wood. This time, Tom, let's talk about Minerva. That's one of those old standbys. It seems like everybody knows the word about it, but kind of like preaching to the choir.
Yeah, this is one of these products and chemistries that we want to preserve for sugar beets, a tetraconazole formulation, preferred choice for one of the sprays, at least in your disease prevention program. It's a systemic fungicide, protects a full plant, even protects new growth, excellent tank mix partner, proven by universities and growers alike.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You get an old standby, you know it works. I mean, that's the whole key right there.
Yeah, we're happy to preserve it. And we'll be doing these types of things. Minerva is for us this year. We're glad we can bring it. So we hope to bring other fungicides, herbicides, and insecticides into the future.
Let's talk about the Minerva product itself on Cercospora leaf spot. You said at least one of the applications through the spray seasoner system.
We know that there will be four or five, and in some instances maybe even six sprays. Of course, we have to be concerned about resistance management. So, you know, there will be a triazole that will go down. There may be another triazole that goes down. But in the different sprays, you have to rotate out different chemicals and products to make sure that we don't have a spread of disease amongst the sugar beets.
Yeah, and that's a matter, too, just changing our products to impact or combat resistance.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one of the things that Belgium USA is known for. We like to bring products that are resistance management tools. We do it in corn. We do it in rice. We do it now in sugar beets, and that's a priority for us.
Sure. Well, we appreciate Belgium USA spending time with us and sponsoring these broadcasts. Any final words here, Tom?
Sure. Thanks for having us on today, but we do want to mention that for SpinAid, if you were a grower last year and said, ouch on the price, we now have a $75 per gallon grower rebate. And for distribution, we're in our March Madness discounting period, so there's some discounts available to everyone on all of our products. So Minerva is covered, SpinAid is double covered. Come out and get some.
All right. Tom Wood, he is the President and General Manager, Belgium Crop Protection USA. Our report's brought to you by Belgium Crop Protection USA from the International Sugar Beet Institute. Whitney, back to you.
Thanks, Randy. Walsh Trading Director of Commercial Hedging Division, John Ware, says that cattle are seeing some strength while hogs are returning some gains from earlier this week.
And I think part of that is we're worried a little bit about supply coming down the chain and not enough coming up here. But I think we're getting some technical support as well. If we can see these April live cattle flirt with 190 again, we get a close above there. You kind of got 193 in sights when I look at it from a chart basis. Hogs have been giving a little bit back today. I think they're kind of in the technical zone, similar to the grains. They're finding soft spots, staying around, looking for another headline to take them one way or the other.
USDA estimated box beef cutout values, choice down 85 cents at midday at $309.74, select 52 cents higher at $300.12. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says this winter is the warmest on record for the U.S.
2023-24 coming in number one on the all-time list, and it was not even close. The winter U.S. average temperature of 37.6 degrees Fahrenheit was almost 5.4 degrees above what the average was during the 20th century, and that broke the previous record, which had been set in 2015-16 by more than 8/10 of a degree. So not, again, in the realm of climate, not even close to the previous record. And number three, now dropping to the list there, 1999-2000, we are looking at all-time record numbers for the winter of 2023-24.
Reporting agriculture's business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. A group from Minnesota is visiting Uzbekistan on a trade mission. Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Chair Tom Frisch says there have been several connections made in the animal ag industry.
We've been meeting with poultry producers, dairy, universities, you know, pretty much everybody in the industry, and they're all very excited, and they all want Minnesota soybeans and meal. The beans themselves eventually to crush. It's a very big market over here. You know, right now they're importing about 300,000 metric tons of soybean meal with a potential of, you know, around 1.2 million, and that's not taking into any account the growth and increase of the product in their rations. I'm looking forward to just continuing to meet with the end producers, some grain buyers, and the people that can help make it happen to get Minnesota soybeans over here.
The U.S. ambassador to Uzbekistan says there are a few hurdles to consider when looking to expand the market for U.S. soybeans in the country.
Big one's rail cars. We need rail cars. And there's a couple different avenues that we can go that way. He's going to help look into it and help us open the doors we need to.
May Wheat Minneapolis, taking a look at markets before we let you go. May Wheat Minneapolis 7.5 lower at 664.5. September wheat down 6.75 at 674.5. May wheat in Chicago down 0.25 at 547.25. Kansas City wheat 9.5 lower at 587.75. Corn futures May 0.25 higher at 442.75. July corn 1.25 higher as well at 455. Soybeans May futures 1 higher at 1197. August soybeans 2.25 higher at 1205.75. November soybeans down 1.75 cents at 1185.5. Soybean meal $2.70 a metric ton or a ton lower at 336.40. Canola in Winnipeg, 50 cents a metric ton lower at $627.20 Canadian. Live cattle, April futures, $1.67 a hundredweight higher at $189.90. June live cattle, $2.02 higher at $185.97. August live cattle, $1.47 higher at $184.27. Feeder cattle, March futures, $1.12 higher at $250.10. April feeder cattle $1.42 higher at $255.55, and lean hogs April futures 47 cents lower at $84.95. Reporting agriculture's business, this is the Red River Farm Network.